Now, big day today for supermarkets.
Yes, it is. So we've got the plastic bags are going. So if you're heading along and going to get your shopping, you need to take your own bags or you will be charged at the checkout.
You were telling me that we are knickers too.
Yes, we're a bunch of stealers. When we go through the self-serve checkout, we're not putting things through properly or not at all. And we're costing...
The self-serve one.
Yes, just the self-serve. And we're costing them more than about $500 million. Each year.
Are we?
Yeah. So 18 to 29
Because we're mucking up.
Well, because we're stealing from them, technically.
Oh, you mean literally?
Yeah.
But don't they have little weigh things next to the self-serve to sort of, you know, if you don't put something in, a big hand comes out and grabs you and...
Not that I'm condoning any of this or giving anyone any help.
No.
But people are putting things through like as onions or as mushrooms or like the cheaper. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Well, I go through the actual checkouts and I have to own up to something.
Yes. You have a confession.
I do. And I felt so, just between you and I felt so bad about this. You know, you go through with the trolley because I do all the shopping at home. I just put the mobile phone down there for when she texts through and abuses me. I do all the shopping at home. And I accidentally had a toothbrush at the bottom of the trolley.
Uh-oh.
I felt so bad.
I have a confession too.
Okay, let's confess together.
It's confession time. I did the same with toilet paper.
Toilet paper's bigger than a toothbrush.
I just thought that I'd already scanned it, and I never checked the docker. And out I walked to the car, and I looked at the docker. And I thought, God, that shop was really cheap. And had a look, and bang, there was no toilet paper on there. And I got in my car, thought, stuff it. And they went, nope. And I got back out and walked back in and said, I'm really sorry, I need to pay for this.
I paid for the toothbrush too. Yeah. Did you feel bad about it?
I felt terribly guilty. I can't do that. That's not.
That's it. Yeah. There's a couple of policemen at the door. they've heard what we said. What speed did we hit last time with the last hot lap?
Oh, we're doing about 2.6.
Here's me with James Courtney on a hot lap. A few years back. We're sitting in James Courtney's car. I was just sort of had to climb over the bars. There's not much inside the cars. There's not a heater, just by the way.
Very, very tight.
We're just getting in.
Hang on to the bars.
I can hold on to the bar. Going on the first hot lap. I was loving this. He's a great fella, James Courtney.
Well, the netting's going up.
Very quick. Have a listen to one of the things he said.
He's got a rear vision mirror. Flashing green light. Green light gone. We're off. This is exciting. Now, this is the top speed, I hope.
We were just going up to the lights, for goodness sake.
With James Courtney in the Holden, number 22. The hot lap at Reed Park.
Have a listen to the sound when it changes.
Keep waiting, we're off. The Sukhodin 400. This is extraordinary.
Can't tell you what I was thinking.
Garage in the corner. Woo! Yay! Oh, there is a bend. An energizer corner. I can't see the speed. But this is good. Coast Hire, Townsville Shine.
I have the most extraordinary job. Doing a hot lab was unbelief. Beautiful morning and at Long Pocket. As I had a chat to that fella cutting the grass on the side of the road at Long Pocket. I wonder where they got the name Long Pocket from. 9 to 8, 102.3, full TOFM. Good morning.
Morning, Pricey. You know when you go to the Aston Hotel at Long Pocket?
The Aston Hotel, yeah.
You've been to the Aston, everybody.
Oh, well, a few years back, yeah. A long while ago at Long Pocket, yeah.
Yeah, well, down behind there, the river takes a great big bend, a big loop, and they call them pockets, and when it loops all the way down and comes back up again, and this one happens to be long, so it's called Long Pocket. Other than that, there were Scottish people there and they couldn't reach the bottom of their pocket, but I think it's to do with the river.
I love the names of this place. When I was talking about Guru once, a bloke called up and he said, well, you know why it was called Guru? A couple of people came along, planted a couple of mango trees there and they Guru and Guru.
Yeah, they just Guru.
Good on you, mate. I'd be wearing gloves if I was you, and UGG boots, perhaps.
Hey, another thing. Do you reckon this rubbish collection is a good thing?
Well, I do. I really, really do. I just wish that it had all been done in just a few months, you know what I mean? So we don't have rubbish sitting outside our doors looking like, well, you know, dreadful.
I want to know how much they budgeted for to do it.
Look, good point. Good point. I know they budgeted correctly, but I just wish it wasn't going 12 months. You know what I mean? I just do it a few months like they do down south and in other cities and then get rid of it. That's it.
Well, hopefully they clean it up before the V8s because our city's on show here at the moment.
Very good point. Good
so
point.
Hopefully they need to stop it before they do it, clean up the stuff that they got and proceed with it afterwards. This is just ridiculous.
No, you're right. Well said.
Hey, Mr. Price, how are you this morning?
Good, mate.
Good. Just ringing up. The gentleman just rang up in regards to the rubbish thing.
Yes.
It was said about it being over 12 months. I think, you know, the council can't be blamed for people who don't look when their time is and put it out early. That's the only problem there.
No, you're right. I don't think he's really talking about that. I think it's because it's continual instead of larger. Okay, more trucks, more people, you know what I mean, at one time, so we could just get them all finished, all our suburbs finished over a few months, not 12 months of the year, not all the time.
Yeah. I agree it's taken time. It's just that, as I said, you know, a lot of people are down on the council because rubbish is out for so long.
Oh, well, we're not down on the council. I'm not down on the council at all. I think it's a great thing, but you're right. I don't know how I've looked at the zones. I've looked at the letters. Now, I know in my area we're up at the moment, but I didn't get a letter. Maybe it's a communication thing?
Yeah, and it does say on the website as well, but a lot of people don't have access to that. So.
No, your point, you're right. We've made blues as well.
Yeah, it's on both sides, so, yeah, we'll learn from it and move on.
Good on you, mate. Well said.